One spammer I talked to said that after one OnlyFans creator broke through with Netflix and Fuck Me under a viral tweet, a bunch of people started doing that. It just sort of became like, you know, the style for OnlyFans spammers for like a month until, you know, it either Twitter, you know, developed some countermeasures or people got tired of it. So yeah, there is sort of like a weird spammy.
These are the tech innovations that people like Musk should be looking at and emulating. These are the real innovations, not the paid blue tick.
Yeah, I mean, you can also kind of think of them as just a bunch of like social media managers, you know, the sort of like porny counterpart to the people sitting in a bunch of, you know, marketing agency offices or you know, working at big brands trying to figure out how to get any sort of visibility on social media. So they're kind of, you know, it's not an entirely different world.
which is not an easy task now. Like the task of the community manager has become really quite an invidious one. So maybe they should be looking to the pussy and bio spammers.
Yeah, no one else has gone this viral in years.
Exactly. I mean, I know lots of people who do this kind of work. Maybe I should be passing it on to them as a strategy idea.
Yeah, there's like quite a big social media agency. Yeah, and just kind of, you know, with your big whiteboard, pull off the cover and just says
my pussy in bio.
my crazy pussy in bio. It's a great way of selling toothpaste.
I think crazy is overstating it. I think the linguistic like simplicity and therefore the kind of the cleanness of my pussy and bio can't be overstated. I love the idea of it working as a scam, because if you think for even half a second, how can something which presumably is going to be pretty image based, going to be in an exclusively text based environment, how is it going to be there? Is it there like? Is it there conceptually? Is it there like in the ether? Is there like one of those kind of text speak that you used to do on like really, really old laptops where you could like draw a guy on a skateboard but only using like Unicode like letters and numbers. but of an individualized, customized pussy. This is the question.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you purchased you know, a premium blue check and got the full character limit, you could do some real, you know, horny text art.
You really could.
That might be the next frontier.
You really could put a pussy in your bio. Has anyone tried it? This is the question.
That's a great question. I didn't find it in my reporting, but maybe.
Yeah. Maybe if anyone in advertising is listening to this, you can try it and tell us how it goes. So let's talk about your investigation for a bit, because you clicked the links, you went for the search, you did the hero's journey. Can you tell us about like what you found? Because you sort of went through lots of different layers in all this. And what was remarkable, and like I think what was really interesting was that like, and especially compared to like the spam is like the way that I understand it, which is that like you kind of see a link that you, and you can sort of look at the aesthetics and realize like, yeah, this is like a bit dodgy, I'm not going to click that. But you decided to click it. And what you found wasn't necessarily like viruses or kind of like things that were designed to sort of like destroy or at least seize your computer. And I wondered, first of all, were you worried about like any of that when you were sort of looking into this? But the second part is that like you found like what was actually kind of a real operation of sorts. Like it was sort of a combination of automated bots, but also people that were kind of managing, or at least kind of they were sending messages to some degree. Like there is a human element to it as well, but you kind of could only search for underlayers. So yeah, could you like tell us about what you found and kind of how you approached the process of like searching for who was behind, or if anyone was sort of behind this format of post?
So this type of spam is, you know, it sounds silly to say, but obviously kind of deceptive from the start. It's not ultimately leading to or continuing to promise, you know, the pussy in bio or whatever. That's just a way to get you to check the bio, which takes you to a link. And what you'll find in these spam accounts is, you know, one of many sort of fly-by-night link shorteners. It'll be, you know, some short URL, with a backslash and usually a name suggesting that you're going to see some profile on some other site. You click that and you encounter something that looks like maybe a dating site. I found a lot of sites that look like TikTok, with a name like FapTalk or something. And you are by then seeing like nude people, and, you know, video of porn-ish stuff, sort of teasing stuff that's sort of getting you to the next link. Most of these will bounce you around a few different domains. So if you're paying attention to what your device is doing, you are being just like washed, sort of laundered through, a bunch of switcher sites, that, you know, by the time you've arrived at something you can click on, you're kind of not really sure where you are. It's possible, given I think that the customer profiles of some of the people who might be actually making it through this whole process, that you don't really remember how you got there. You eventually hit some sort of fake dating or dating type site that runs you through a series of questions. And these are all like kind of, leading silly questions about like, oh, would it be okay with you if the women you meet are above the age of 30? Or like, would it be okay with you if they're divorced or something like that? And it's just, you know, you're sort of like clicking through. You then get bounced to another site, maybe another site. At some point, you arrive at a site that asks you for your email address and then eventually asks you for credit card information. And these are the sites, after you've passed through a bunch of sites. And I should say some of them might have malware. I got a lot of warnings as I was moving through this process. This is not something you would want to do on like an out-of-date Windows computer, for example. But you do eventually arrive at a site that is asking you for money. And what it's selling you is the promise of chatting with, you know, quote unquote, local singles or, horny people looking for a hookup or something like that. These are called flirt sites in the business. They are styled like dating sites. They use basic information reported by your browser to suggest that there are people in your postcode who are, ready to meet you. They just want to have a little chat first. What was remarkable about one site I found that was the destination for a lot of the tests I ran, it was called Provocative Neighbors. What was remarkable about it was that it was kind of upfront, at least in its terms of service, and in a few other places on its site, about not just how it works, but who was running it. This was a company based in the Netherlands. The parent company markets itself as a payment processor for adult platforms. They will help you build sites like this, run sites like this, and appear to run some of them of their own. Also, in the terms of service, you'll be told that the people that you're talking to on these sites that are, you know, extremely riled up and, you know, want you to send nudes, want to send you nudes, they are operators for fantasy purposes only, as the fine text, as the small print said. And, you know, there is no prospect of ever meeting them, obviously. And not only that, the operators who are doing these chats are themselves contractors who don't have any direct affiliation with Provocative Neighbors' parent company, and whose actions are up to them, something that the parent company can't be held liable for. And of course, any disputes that arise have to be settled in arbitration. So you've got this interesting outline of like a whole different business going on here, where you've got contractors, in this case, I think located in Suriname, but in other instances located in numerous places scattered around the world, where you have high levels of English proficiency and a lot of sort of tech savvy people who, you know, need some form of employment. And a lot of them are going to be sitting in basically call centers, interacting with this customer who is being charged by the message, by the minute, a bunch of different models for that, who might be spending hundreds, thousands of dollars, getting sort of strung along, in this flirting interaction. in some cases, these operators are running another business on top of that, which is, you know, sextortion, or they're taking or extracting personal information from these customers and, you know, engaging in some light identity theft. So that's kind of what's at the end of the Pussy and Bio link is you're transported to a really strange part of the online, you know, global economy, where, you know, you are sort of being explicitly victimized, but also the people that you're interacting with are in some sort of odd labor arrangements. And in some cases, you know, the people who are providing images or videos for these chats to sort of make them seem real are themselves in, you know, to put it euphemistically, less than ideal work situations.